still focused on the team and things we can do to help better the team.
Do you feel you're playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder because you want to prove that you are that guy for that starting spot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've been like that ever since the season ended last year. I just been trying to work hard as much as I can every single day, just coming out and just competing.
You think they're showing them what they want to see?
I hope so.
Dylan, is everybody taking reps inside, outside, all over at cornerback? So when a guy goes down, we don't know how severe it is, but Corey, multiple people are ready to go in.
Definitely. You know, Coach Corey's done a good job of making sure that everybody knows everybody's position, you know, out on defense. Safeties know what the corner's doing. Corners know what the nickel's doing. Nickels know what the safeties are doing. So we're all interchangeable back there, you know. So just like the instance we had today, one guy goes down, we just plug another guy in.
Why is the emphasis on press good for you?
Just to get up there and challenge receivers. Don't give them free access. It takes the timing off for the receivers and the quarterbacks, and it makes the receiver's job hard to run their routes and get the timing down, you know. So anytime we have an opportunity to get up there and press, you know, we try and do that.
Has it been a significant difference in terms of just how much you're addressing technique this training camp and in the spring?
Definitely. You know, anytime you just tell somebody to do it and you're not really showing them how to do it, it's complicated, you know. But Coach Corey's done a great job of showing us what it's supposed to look like. He's broken it down, dissected it, and make sure we understand it, so every time we're out there, you know, we can feel the mistakes that we make before he even tells us, you know. And that's the great thing about what he's been doing since OTAs and now in the season or preseason.